One of the biggest IT challenges facing business organizations is finding a secure way to accommodate employee demand for greater access to consumer-style mobile computing devices and web-based services. Faced with this challenge, some organizations have responded in a highly conservative and restrictive way by locking down everything. I asked Richard Jacobs, Chief Technology Officer at UK security supplier Sophos, whether this was a practical approach.
I think it works in certain environments. It's the natural reaction of the IT team, I think, because it means they can take control, they know what they're doing, and they've got the costs under control. The problem is that we expect users to work in an ever more flexible way. Now, people are traveling more, they're working from home, they've got broadband connections to everywhere. And I think as you do that, then actually you have to match that with allowing those same users more flexibility. And I think actually most organizations don't know what policy it is they would lock down if they were to do it. So you're talking about the trading floor and stockbrokers. Sure, you can lock it down completely. You're talking about the PCs used in tills, point of sale machines. Absolutely, lock it down completely. But the general purpose PC, I think most organizations are better served by working to get better visibility into the status of those systems and how people are using it so that they know what's going on, because I just don't think they're ready to lock down because they won't get the policy right, and that will be hugely counterproductive.
What does the visibility enable them to do? If they can see what's going on, then...
Well, then they know what they need to worry about. So, if they're worried about whether or not PCs are patched correctly, first of all, you've got to know, are they patched correctly or not? If you're worried about what tools people are using to access the internet, instant messaging tools, what is the profile of the environment you're trying to secure?
So it also enables a much more targeted approach to security rather than just trying to cover all the bases all at once.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to pick your battles. Work out what is it that, where are your main vulnerabilities? Where are your problems? Let's pick those off and start there. And I think because the minute you overcook security, you're affecting productivity. I hear repeated stories, even from people within the company, I'm traveling, I'm trying to work, and I can't get a connection when I'm in a hotel, because there's a whole load of very sensible security enforcement mechanisms in place that just don't allow you to do what you need to do. And it's very difficult for people to actually understand the cost of that. The cost of the security tools, the IT time, are easy to measure. The cost of the lost productivity as a result of getting it wrong are much more difficult to measure. I think the other side is that people start to talk about data protection much more. Then again, you've got this issue of who needs access to the data at what time, and if you haven't tried to enforce that policy, you will get it wrong, and there will be a productivity impact of that. So start off by trying to get visibility.
Yes, because many of the suppliers have said, okay, the way to do it is to make sure that only the people who need access to specific data should be allowed access to them. That's the way you're going to solve the problem, but you don't seem to agree with that approach.
I think if you knew exactly who they were, and if you knew all the circumstances that you wanted to allow, you could do it. But we don't. And as we get this increasing consumerization that you talked about, as we get this increasing flexibility and mobility of users, defining the policy gets more and more difficult. And I have repeated conversations where I have with people who want to talk about the enforcement mechanism for their policy. And my immediate response to that is, what policy do you want to enforce? And they don't know. And you just can't start from that end of the problem. So as I said, I think there are places where you need enforcement and you need rigorously enforced policy. I think there are other places where, just as you do with everything else in your business or whatever environment you're in, you've got to trust the people you're working with. You've got to believe that they are going to make rational, sensible decisions, and most of the time their interests are aligned with yours. If you set up a culture which just says, we don't trust anybody to do anything, you'd have to put a guard on them as they walked in the door, who would have to follow them around all day. Nobody can work that way.
There's also the argument, though, you have to protect people from themselves. So I've heard, especially from encryption suppliers, where they've said, well, the way to do this is just to encrypt everything, not necessarily the media, but to encrypt the data so that wherever the data is, again, only the people who should have access to it with the correct encryption keys can have access. What do you feel about that approach?
So I think encryption is an immensely powerful technology, but I think you've got to understand what it is you're looking to do, what you're protecting against, and make sure you're not putting too many barriers in place. So I think a base level of encrypting the hard disks of all your laptops, absolutely. But you can end up at the other extreme, which is, well, I'm going to encrypt this file so that only you can read it. And then I'm going to take this other file and I'm going to encrypt it so that my boss can read it. And by the time I've done that 3 or 4 times, I've got a completely unmanageable system and I don't know what's encrypted for whom and all the rest of it. And you just don't need that complexity. I think where we are today, there's a wide open barn door. Let's close that, deal with the basics. Absolutely, there should be a base level of encryption and everything. But passwords are enough to protect access to those for most people. There are environments where you need more. And then let's build that base and then build up from there.
What then should the approach of mid-sized business be, or any business really, the first thing that they need to do, look at the policy? How do they start that conversation or that thought process?
So I think there are some pieces that are easy that they just need to do. So you need antivirus software, you need firewalls in place. Today I would say you need to have all your removable media encrypted, the laptops, etc. I think as you go beyond that, then you've got to start actually analysing what is the problem you're trying to solve, and you really need to get into some detail on that. And for a lot of organisations, that is going to be increasingly about regulatory compliance. So what are the regulations that matter to me? And then look at the problems that those regulations focus in. I think people jump to solutions too quickly. They say, I need this piece of technology, when they haven't really thought about the problem that they're trying to think about, the problem they're trying to solve. I think, if you're talking about data, then are you worried about people stealing your data, or actually are you really worried about accidental disclosure? It's the same as you would in the physical environment. If you're a bank, you're going to spend some money on a vault. If you're talking about your front door at home, you're probably not going to spend so much money on the security. So I think you've got to look at what it is you're trying to protect against. What is it that you're really worried about? And if you don't understand that, I don't think you can get the security right.